LeBron in his 19th season has some familiar faces surrounding him.
We got the game. Let's get it, boy, boy. Let's get it.
Down the 30, watch the ESPN. Yes, game time. Shot like Curry.
Way outside. Got it.
50-50K on AD and the Lakers make some paper. Every day I'm training, going hard. I'm trying to be the greatest. Feel the king. I'm feeling like LeBron. They know what I'm doing. We're going to drop 150 on them guys. We got too many hoopers.
Triple-double
for
Curry.
He's got a triple-double. That is the eighth of his career. A win for Golden State on the road on opening night.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is
what
it
up,
that
though?
We do?
We give the people!
Yes! Yes!
They want
NBA basketball is back. We had the debut duo of games last night to talk about. We have a full slate this evening. We start with where the games ended last night. The Warriors came out to play. Everyone expected the Lakers to win the West this year. The Warriors said, not so fast. Look good. What do you think?
At the beginning of the game, I was like, I really like Kent Bazemore as a defender and as a three-point shooter. I really like DeAndre Jordan as a veteran, as a rim runner. But they starting?
Well, DeAndre Jordan started but played like 12 minutes.
I'm just saying. That's the first thing that came to mind. I was like, wait a minute. The Lakers aren't necessarily deep to start the season. That's what I thought. And then the other thing I thought is Steph Curry was in the MVP conversation last year, and they didn't make the playoffs, which means he's regained his superstar status in the league.
Oh, yeah.
These are the two marquee superstars in the game, Steph Curry and LeBron James. They were on display. And the thing that stood out to me is that the Lakers were a dynamic duel of superstars. It was great to see AD dominant. It was great to see LeBron balling. But they were the only guys in double figures.
Supposed to be a big three, right?
They're the only guys in double figures. And not to get two X's and O's, but Jacoby, can you play Rajon Rondo on the ball and play Russell Westbrook off of it?
Russell Westbrook off the ball has been tried before. It's never worked.
He's led the entire NBA in assists three of the last 4 years. That means distinctly he needs the ball in his hands to be effective. If you're going to have him on the perimeter practicing jump shots, they're going to be calling him Westbrook.
Catch and shoot jump shots.
And there's the other thing. You got to stagger his minutes with LeBron. Like, we're talking about the age of the Lakers, and rightfully so, because they're the oldest team in the league. But he's fast as any young player in the game. He got to be windshield wiper, not spotting up in the corner when Rajon Rondo is running the offense. They'll fix that. I'm not panicking. When the Lakers get healthy, when Monk is playing, when Nunn is playing, when they have their full complement of players, I stand behind the fact, after I saw what not only LeBron, but what AD did, that's who I
AD
need to
look
see.
Good.
I need to see him. See, he had a lot of career lows last year, Jacoby, including like rebounds and field goal percentage. So I like what I saw from him. Now let's talk about the Warriors. When you saw the betting odds of who's going to come out of the West, and the Warriors were second.
I was surprised.
There's a lot of people key-keying.
I was surprised.
Like how? And the first reason I said is Jordan Poole's going to ball this year while Klay Thompson is out.
He looked good.
He balled yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry, triple-double.
He didn't do that a lot.
Struggled to shoot from the floor, yet he had a triple-double. They had, what, six players in double figures,
six
right?
Six players in double figures.
Spreading the basketball around, moving and cutting, day-day leading. Like, they looked like a well-oiled machine of a squad that's trying to build through the draft around some guys that have a championship pedigree that hopes to be in the mix until Klay Thompson comes back.
There were two distinct things that were different between these two teams' performances last night. You look at the Lakers, AD great, LeBron great. What about everybody else? And then you look at the Warriors, Steph, their main player, not that great, but they got contributions from many other players, which
correct,
got them the win. Now, you mentioned these are the two marquee stars. There could be an argument to be made that the first game last night also featured the two marquee stars in the NBA. And I'm talking about when the Bucks faced off against the Nets. And it was ring night, Jay. It was ring night. The banner went up. Giannis got his ring. They all got their rings. And then the game started, and they showed why they are champs.
And the first two guys, LeBron and Steph, what's it, 4 and 3 rings. These two guys, KD, has 2. And now for my guy, Giannis, the rings and things you sing about, he can bring them out after last night and even turn it into a pendant if he wants to. Those rings was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah, yeah. But I told you, like, nobody's going to stop Kevin Durant. James Harden was in cruise control yesterday.
A little bit. He kind of works himself into the season.
Yeah, they lost Drew Holiday for the second half. I thought Harden would be a little more aggressive. He wasn't. KD still unstoppable as a scorer. Giannis is the unstoppable force. But here's the elephant in the room. The big guys for the Nets. I like the young fella Claxton.
I like Claxton.
He scored in double figures. He blocks shots. He grabs boards. But he's not a physical specimen yet to get in the way of an Embiid or a Giannis. You see him get swatted by Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, we put Giannis's 30 up there and his boards up there, but don't sleep on his dimes and his blocks. You see mid-range Middleton?
They're having Giannis was finishing with his knuckles at the rim, seeing every other possession. Every other possession, just Euro stepping around people and finishing uncontested.
And so now, quality minutes up front. Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, this was 5 years ago?
7 years ago.
Right? That would be something that gets you through the 82 games defensively. That ain't gonna get you through the 82 games defensively. They're gonna have to address that. And you know how they addressed it? More offense. Get vaccinated, Kyrie.
Get vaccinated, Kyrie. He's coming back.
That's how they address it.
He's getting vaccinated.
That's how you
address it. KD texted him like, yo, we need more offense.
More offense.
Because we know it's not going to happen. Claxton's not going to gain 30 pounds of muscle. You know it's not going to happen. Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge go backwards in time. So, Kyrie, get vaccinated. We want to see you out there. He's getting vaccinated. He'll be out there by Thanksgiving. We all know it's going to happen. He'll
holiday
be out there.
Spirit.
He'll be out there
his
by Thanksgiving.
Out there struggling.
Christmas Day game.
KD out there posting up, playing against Brooke Lopez. Like, man.
I mean, listen, they're going to be able to skate by with this front court because not every team has Giannis and Lopez.
Right.
Not every team is this big.
Correct.
When it comes to the playoffs, someone's going to have to beat the Bucks in a 7-game series.
And I just like seeing the growth of the Bucks roster, too. Like, they have multiple players with a Bobby Portis out that still play quality minutes. They actually waxed the Nets.
Wasn't that close?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they waxed him. Giannis took his foot off of the pedal.
Giannis could do whatever he wanted.
Yes, he did.
Hit a 3 early, give him some confidence.
And James, I like when he crossed over Antetokounmpo and he finished, but, like, He was like in cruise control.
He does that.
You know what I mean?
You gotta wait till it gets really cold out. You gotta wait till it gets cold out. That's when he gets hot. Jalen, hijacking the celebration of the start of the NBA season is the drama that's happening in Philadelphia. Ben Simmons was at practice. We saw the video.
Not a game. Talking about practice.
Doc Rivers asked him to do a defensive drill, reportedly.
Glenn.
He said, no.
Not gonna be able to do it.
And Doc Rivers said, why don't you just bounce then?
Yeah.
He said, okay. I'm gone. What happens now?
What happens now is Ben's not going to be able to duck the wrath of the Philadelphia 76ers crowd. They're going to make sure he plays for that team. So whether this is a move to sabotage it by having a phone in your pocket so you could get suspended a tenth of what you would get suspended if you didn't show up, this insubordination now takes this to another level. When Joel Embiid goes to the podium and got jammed up and didn't mention your name, I ain't here to babysit him. I'm not doing that.
Not my problem.
And so you know what that means.
But let's listen to
him. He's
Embiid.
On his
let's,
own.
Let's listen to Embiid.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better. Our job is not to babysit somebody. We here, we get paid to produce on the court.
I don't care about that man.
You get jammed up, don't mention my name. He called him that man. He called him somebody, said not babysitting. You don't hear all NBA performers discuss like this from somebody that they built a process with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they're going to do? Make sure at some point, you're going to miss game one. But if you're going to get your checks moving forward, we're going to make sure you're in uniform game two. And whether you're at the free throw line or not attempting shots outside of the paint, you're going to hear from the crowd when you struggle, just like they're going to cheer. But can I say the elephant kind of in the room?
What's up?
You know what Joel Embiid, coaches, fans, media expect all players to do? Work on your game. Add stuff to it. Ain't that what we expect?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the obligation of a professional or of somebody that's trying to be really good at a craft? Like, you've honed your strengths. Now accentuate your weaknesses. They're going to put them out there on the floor. Ain't no ducking the wrath of the Philadelphia 76ers crowd.
Even if he gets a mysterious injury that keeps him off the floor, that's not good for his trade value. Like, that's not helping him get to where he wants to
Correct.
Go. So he's really cornered at this point. He's going to have to play. It is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Karl-Anthony Towns starts another season with the Timberwolves, and he just told us how he gets into the headspace before he plays a game. And here is what he said, and I quote, this is hilarious. I really have just been watching two gorillas fight before every game. I've been addicted to that. I'm watching gorillas fight all day. I know if I'm in that video, I'm leaving out alive. Someone gotta die. Ain't gonna be me. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, watching two gorillas fight to the death.
Sounds
to
like
get in the right headspace.
Biggie. Somehow somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. That's what I think. It's a boss move based on the results. I can't wait to see Anthony Edwards this year. I hope D'Angelo Russell can play a lot of games this year. And I wanna see Big Cat out there being a dominant force at the five spot. So if watching gorillas is gonna get him in the mist, I'm ready to see it.
Soft move. You gotta put up 40
Boss
and 20.
Move.
You gotta put up 40 and 20 and
the
then say
ain't even started
and
yet.
Then say I watch gorillas before every game. That's what got me in the headspace. You can't say this and then go out and not play well. That's why I think this is a soft move. We have a full slate of games this evening. Western Conference champion Suns host the stretch mark five, the MVP, Jokic and the Nuggets. We'll get you ready for that one and Ooh. Much, much more. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Stay tuned.
You got skills.
NBA on ESPN is back tonight, starting at 7 o'clock with Countdown. Then it is from the Garden, the Celtics and the Knicks. And then in the nightcap, the West Coast primetime game is the Suns taking on the Nuggets. Coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, let's talk about that second game on the slate this evening. The Nuggets featuring the MVP, the stretch mark five, Nikola Jokic, take on the Western Conference champion Suns. What are your expectations for these teams?
Well, the Nuggets were a team that's been flirting with the number one seed the last couple of years. And the ascension of Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. put them in position to be a contender. Mm-hmm. Jokic took his game to another level and became MVP. And now Murray's hurt. So we're going to need Michael Porter Jr. to continue to not only put up big numbers, but improve defensively. And if Murray comes back, I believe they could be one of the top four teams once the playoffs happen in the Western Conference. But the West has continued to get better and deeper. But they're going against the Suns team that made the finals last year. They'll get a deal done with Aiden. They re-signed Chris Paul. Devin Booker's going to have a big year this year. Like, these are two teams that, if we're healthy, I would put on a short list of teams along with Utah that can contend with the Lakers in the West. But since Murray isn't playing, I have to give the nod to the Suns.
It'll be tough. Jalen, this is League Pass season where you and I spend our time channel surfing between NBA matchups, and we've picked certain teams that we'll be looking for. We're making the League Pass list right now. Who is number one on your League Pass list?
Memphis Grizzlies. Last season, the way Steph Curry was playing and the NBA instituted a play-in scenario and Jaren Jackson was dealing with injury, because of Ja Morant, I still picked the Grizzlies to make the playoffs, and they did. And one of my favorite Irrational Confidence guys, Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Be out there locking down and balling. I'm happy to see Jaren Jackson get his money. They're on the ascend, so definitely Memphis Grizzlies for me.
You know who I'm going to pick. Whenever this team is playing, I am watching, and that is the Charlotte Hornets. One reason. There is one single reason. It's that man right there, LaMelo Ball. He is effective. He's so entertaining. His shot is falling, and just the passing, the electric distribution of the basketball. I'm watching those Hornets every time they're going to be playing. And I apologize to my wife in advance.
And you're going to see Bridges dunking on some people.
Mm-hmm.
And P.J. Washington going to have a big year.
Well, who's your second team in the league pack?
I'm going to say the Boston Celtics. While they're not a favorite of anyone's to win a championship this year, they have two of my favorite players.
Yeah.
In Jason Tatum and a namesake in Jaylen Brown, who I'll take them as a duel along with anyone in the league. They have to be, top three, four duos in the league.
Well, you know I like complementary duos. Are you a little concerned that they can't be successful because they're a little bit redundant?
No, they're not redundant. They're not redundant. Like Jason Tatum is like, he's moving into the Kevin Durant, Paul George category of like, dribble, pass, and shoot, unstoppable, game-changing scores. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Don't see a lot of Jason Tatum highlight passes.
Right.
You don't see a lot of that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, Jaylen Brown is like the quintessential Swiss Army knife in today's game. Like, he's going to get you 25 points, and they're going to all be different.
And lock up.
He's going to get you a couple off of steals, a couple off of blocks, hit a couple of threes, a couple of post-ups, a couple of mid-range. And then he guards guys that are 20, 30 pounds heavier than he does.
Effectively, too.
And so, I'm looking forward to watching the Celtics.
My last league pass team, Chicago Bulls. They remixed the roster.
Is the remix,
baby? Don't forget, they got Vucevic, right? Trade deadline last year. Now they've got DeMar DeRozan.
Bucket.
Lonzo Ball. Alex Caruso. You know I like Alex Caruso. I don't know why, but there's something about him I really enjoy. And they look good in the preseason. I want to see if they can get up into that, five seed, six seed, four seed in the Eastern Conference.
Ball throwing lobs to Zach LaVine.
Yep.
Let's go.
I'm excited for that. That's our League Pass list. Those are teams that we'll be keeping an eye on as we ignore our families and watch League Pass.
You love some red zone and League Pass.
Long. Jalen, very quickly, Marvin Bagley. Mm. His agent is not happy. The Sacramento Kings, he's not going to be starting, and his agent's been very vocal about that. What do you think happens here?
I'm rooting for the young fella. Sometimes you do get drafted in the wrong situation, and he's shown me flashes of somebody that could be a productive NBA player for a long time. So don't give up on a young player too early. The problem for him is who he got drafted with and in front of.
Yes.
Show that, please.
It's not great.
That's his problem. And so now success becomes a function of expectation when you go in front of Luka, Jaren Jackson, and Trae Young.
I would say there are four people in that five. There are all-stars or have all-star potential. I'm not saying that about Marvin Bagley right now.
And so now you got to prove yourself. You're going to get an opportunity. It's going to be a proving ground for you. It's not going to happen via email. It's not going to happen via text. It's not going to happen in the media. He's going to get minutes. He got to show that he can ball. And I think he can ball.
Jalen, your Pistons take the floor tonight. Without Cade Cunningham, they take the floor. I have an over-under on their win totals for this season. And something tells me you're going to take the over.
Is it in the 60s?
No. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose this evening, 7 o'clock. You will be in Madison Square Garden getting ready for the debut of the New York Knicks season. Jalen, I'm very high on the Knicks this year. I don't know if they'll be a four seed again, but they've added Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
They've added M. Fournier.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Robinson is working his way back. Am I crazy? Is this team going to be good?
Derrick Rose also returning.
RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett improving. Mm-hmm. The NBA's most improved
player. Talk to me.
Randle's jumper is wet these days, by the way.
He hits contested shots.
Yes.
Like he feels more comfortable with a hand in his face than wide open.
Yes, he's become a bucket. Tom Thibodeau on the sideline. The Knicks have an identity. They're going to play hard defensively. They're going to do a lot of isolation offensively. I just want to see them play faster. That's the one thing about a Tibbs team. Because now you got Fournier. He could be a 17 to 20 point scorer consistently.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose off the bench is going to give you around that.
Kemba Walker can still play basketball.
Kemba Walker can also give you that. The only way that happens is tempo. And we left out my guy quickly.
Quickly.
You got to get him involved too.
Mm-hmm. Obi Toppin is showing some things.
So you got to play faster. That's what I want to see.
We'll be watching that tonight as they beat the Celtics. 7 o'clock countdown.
So you die easy in?
Oh, yeah, I'm die easy.
With the Knicks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You already predicted wins?
I've been a die easy. Well, now that we're predicting wins, let's talk about your team, which you're an actual fan of.
Yes.
The Detroit Pistons. Over under win total.
Detroit
25.5. Jalen.
That's it?
25.5.
Let's get this money, dog. That's
taking the over on that?
Yeah, taking the over.
Kate Cunningham not playing tonight. How concerning is that?
Jeremy Grant is.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Stewart is. Bay is. Killian Hayes is. Casey's still on the sideline. I like our squad and what we're trying to build. Obviously, you can't go to the next level until your number one overall pick is in the lineup and playing up to his potential. And I believe that's going to be rookie of the year. You take the over on this.
Really?
You take the over on this.
There aren't too many teams that they match up against that I expect them to win.
Come on,
including
now.
Tonight when they take on the Bulls.
Detroit, we're going to get rich off this. I'm about to call everybody. Big Sean, Trick Trick.
Enjoy the games tonight.
Nickel 9.
We'll be back tomorrow to talk about all of it.
James.
4 o'clock, ESPN2.
Let's bet on this.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm concerned about you. Concerned about you.
Why is that?
You're going to be at the world's most famous arena this evening with a brand new suit. Yesterday, he said the suit cost $3,000. I don't think there's anything in my house that costs $3,000. My entire house. But you don't have the shoes.
I don't have the shoes.
You had no shoes?
You just reminded me.
Oh, he just picked up his phone. You got to text about the shoes.
I got to get the shoes.
You got to get the shoes. You can't just be wearing a $3,000 suit and some Timberlands.
Yes, indeed.
Where are you getting the shoes?
I need to go to...
Getting hard bottoms?
On Madison Ave.
Okay. Got a belt?
I got a belt. Got accessories.
Good, good, good.
I'm not going to tip my hand, but I just do this for the podcast family. It's a bookend to the end of the last time you saw me on that stage was the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm. I remember that suit. That was a good suit.
To the first time you see me is going to be to start this NBA season.
Okay.
We'll be in the garden.
It's going to be live. It's going to be rocking.
Spike Lee will be there.
Everybody will be there. Everybody
Tracy
will be there.
Morgan will be there.
Everybody will be there.
You know who else will be there? And I'm going to make sure he's the loudest person in the building. One of my idols, Walt Clyde Frazier.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there. It won't be hard to spot him.
He'll be there.
He got a $4,000 suit.
And he's one of the people I'm going to make sure I go salute, pay homage, and kiss the ring.
Oof. I'd be upset if you didn't.
Of the OG.
Be upset
who went
didn't.
In the same draft class as my biological father, Jimmy Walker. We've had our other guy, Earl Pearl, on the show.
Uncle Earl.
He's been on the program.
Uncle Earl.
He loves the show.
Uncle
Such
Earl,
a gentleman.
He's known my wife since she was born.
Repeat that.
He's known my wife since she was born. His wife, Marita, is one of the close friends of my mother-in-law. Rest in peace. Love Uncle Earl. He was at my wedding.
So, like, going into the garden tonight, I have to actually remind myself this.
What do you got to remind yourself?
I played basketball in the Garden before.
Yeah, you did. You wore the Knicks jersey before.
I played basketball in the Garden before. You see me like doing interviews with HBO Real Sports about JRLA. They ain't never see me hoop. You know what I mean? They ain't see Reggie jump and celebrate with me at half court in the Garden when we eliminated the Knicks and went to the finals. The first one in the history of the Pacers. They don't know about Larry Johnson throwing it in from the side. I'm sorry. They don't know about Charlie Ward throwing it in from the sideline. I tip the ball. It go to Larry Johnson. He gets fouled on the floor by Antonio Davis.
Oh, at least you said he got fouled. You admitted it this time. He got fouled.
He makes the three. It's a four-point play. One of the most historic moments in the history of the Garden.
Easily.
How I broke Dick Bavetta's nose, the legendary official, by accident, backpedaling from Beast, Patrick Ewing. I played against him in Oakley, in Mason. Those are the glory Knick days. Let Knick fans gather around the campfire for a second. Let me tell y'all something. Since Jacoby's a Die Easy fan, we're going to celebrate the Knicks for a minute.
Do it.
They're not winning a championship this year.
What?
Or next year.
What?
Or the year after that.
What?
And our producer, Nicholas Tutt, stood up. But we're going to still pay homage to the team that has been to the NBA Finals twice since 1973. Two times. Let me take you guys behind the curtain of some of your glory. Like, I know y'all see, like, Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel and that vintage footage, and they just talk about, like, the teams that won the championships,
Willis
right?
Willis Reed had 4 points in that game.
Right, he had 4 points.
He had 4 points.
Clyde Frazier had 30 points and 20 assists in that game.
Not the series.
In that game, okay? So when y'all start talking about the history of the Knicks, the greatest player in their history to me, and I want anybody to check me, that's why we're having a Knicks conversation, is Walt Clyde Frazier.
Patrick Ewing.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Patrick Ewing.
Okay. 985-80-JALEN. You make your case for a Beast. Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing, longevity. Spent a lot of time. Very consistent. Everyone just thinks about him missing a layup. But every single night, at least 13 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 20 points. Every single night. Every night.
Well, he was the anchor and kept them relevant. That's what he did. And what about his skill?
Well, the style of play was different then, too. You just dump it into Patrick Ewing and get a bucket. That's all he did.
But he was one of the first modern-day bigs that was blocking shots and game-changing defensively, but still shooting like 17-footers. Like, he had great touch. Patrick Ewing had a great touch.
Shout out to Cambridge Ridge in Latin.
You know what I mean?
High school. Jalen.
What up, Del?
There's a lot of games tonight. There's a lot of games tonight. Every team that didn't play last night, playing tonight. 26 teams. 13 games this evening. How are you going to be spending your time?
This evening, I'll be at Madison Square Garden.
You going to stay for the whole game?
As the New York Knickerbockers play against the Boston Celtics.
You going to stay for the whole game?
And I'm going to be suited and booted and cleaner than a board
so
of hell.
Electric. It's going to be so live. I can't.
Why would I leave?
It's going to be so live.
When the game starts.
So I'm going to give you rapid fire. We're going to go through some of the games that are happening this evening. And you just tell me a little bit of your thoughts on these two teams. Don't take too long because we got a lot of games to get to. Your Indiana Pacers against my Charlotte Hornets and LaMelo Ball starting a sophomore season.
I don't believe Caris LeVert's playing. He's the key for me to Indiana season. I love Malcolm Brogdon and Sabonis. Like, he's going to put up astronomical numbers. He became an all-star last year. Hopefully our guy Miles Turner's healthy. Three-point shooter, shot blocker. added Rick Carlisle. Is TJ Warren returning?
I don't know, but Rick Carlisle's going to be there. I know that. That's going to make a big difference.
Because he was a bucket in the bubble for sure. Tonight, though, I take the Hornets.
I actually don't think TJ Warren is there. I could be wrong. I obviously haven't seen the game.
Well, the season just started. Like, yeah. You know.
So we already talked about that. We talked about the Pistons and the Bulls. Yeah, TJ Warren is not back yet. We talked about Pistons, Bulls, talked about Celtics and the Knicks. Let's talk about the Wizards and the Raptors. Two teams that could go either way.
So, the Raptors lose Kyle Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically like trying to reinvent themselves.
Got Barnes.
Yeah, for a team that won a championship a couple of years ago.
OG Anunoby's been projected as one of the people are looking at for most improved player.
Pascal Siakam. I love Fred VanVleet and how he turned himself into a player.
I want to see a lot more from Barnes. I want to see Barnes.
Yes. I mean, when you go that high in the draft, I mean, he has great potential.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to talk about the Cavs.
And I trust Masai Ujiri, their president.
Pelicans Sixers this evening. Where is Ben Simmons?
And shout out to my brother Greg Harden, who was at Michigan for around 30 years, and he got hired by Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment as their president.
Jalen.
Yo.
8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Sixers take on the Pelicans. Where is Ben Simmons?
And Zion, for different reasons.
Is Ben Simmons going to be at the game? No.
Is Zion going to be at the game?
Yes.
He's recovered from his foot surgery?
Yep, he's not going to be playing the game.
Gotcha. Ben Simmons is not helping his own cause. Mm-mm. And for the people that say, well, he need to have a friend or he need to, you know, Rich Paul need to do this. He a grown man. He know what he doing.
If you tell the coach you're not participating in a drill, it's not going to go well. This is bad.
Grown man, he know what he's doing.
But
I just don't like when adults try to blame other adults' behavior on other people in their lives. Like, that's his name on that check. He know what he doing.
I don't mind requesting the trade. I don't mind that. You don't want to be somewhere, that's fine. What I do mind is not showing up and not being a professional.
If you know what? Even James Harden showed up. He just showed up out of shape.
Yeah. He played in the games.
You know what I mean? You can't not participate. And James Harden has been an MVP of the NBA.
I always say your actions should support your goals.
And so
his goal is to leave. His actions are not.
They're
going to
make sure he's in uniform. They're going to make sure it's pro sports. No perfect plays, no perfect players. You're not going to go undefeated. When he makes a mistake, it's going to be a lot louder, and it's going to be just uncomfortable for everybody until they move him.
We've always assumed that DeAndre Ayton was going to get his max extension.
He'll get it.
Why is it taking so long, then?
They just want to kick him in the butt.
Why is it taking so long?
They just want to kick him in the butt. They want to just say, all right, you ain't Bagley, because we offering you something, but you ain't Luka and Trae Young. And we ain't winning solely because of you.
Mm.
That's just what it is. Positioning, jockeying, want the young fella to work on his game. He got a little fatigue as the season progressed last year.
Well, he had a great playoffs, but at the end of the playoffs in the finals, he kind of didn't show up the way he was earlier in the playoffs.
You know why? Giannis
is good at basketball.
Yeah.
Watching that game last night. Like, what do you do with this
pulling
guy?
Pulling up threes?
Yeah, we pulled up the three in the first 5 minutes. I was like, what is this guy doing? What do you do with this guy?
Let me tell you guys what y'all done did. Y'all done gave Giannis confidence. I'm old enough to remember when he went to the free throw line and people was mocking him and counting down.
Of course.
And I was at the game and watched him in the NBA Finals win a championship and didn't miss a free throw.
He missed a couple, but
he was like 16 for 17.
Yes. He ended up missing another one late. It was garbage time. So he ended up missing two, but he was like 17 for 19 from the free throw line.
Shaq all-time great. Dominant. That never happened. Where he went from shooting like 40-50% to making like 90%. Now, he'll tell you he made them when they count, But he don't say he made them all the time.
No.
Giannis is now doing that and shoot threes. You know, let me introduce you guys to the Milwaukee Bucks backup center. Giannis.
You know who looked good last night? Not just because he's a white guy, Pat Connaughton. He looked good.
Well, you know, he looked good. Well, you know, you can pay attention to him streaking and slashing a little more when he's a white guy. That's what made you excited.
He's athletic. You know, he got excited. The dunk contest.
You know what I'm saying?
Using the dunk contest.
He had a
contest.
Nice two-hand dunk. I know you had an extra shot when that took place. Give me another Bud Light. Did you hit it on your forehead?
No. Give me another Bud Light, he said. Oh, Jalen Rose. We'll see. Kyrie, did he get vaccinated today or did he get vaccinated last night after the game was over?
Kyrie will be vaccinated between now and Thanksgiving.
Well, I think you got to wait 10 days. You can't just like get the shot and then take the floor.
It's just a whole three-week process. You know, right? It's 3 weeks between shots. So he probably
he's getting the J&J. He's getting the J&J. That's what he's getting.
Well, Dave Chappelle said that's the third best option.
Oh, yeah, for sure. living breathing example of that.
That's why.
Seems like a good idea at the time. I only got to take one shot.
This is why I consider myself an independent. For a perfect example on topics like this. Like, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert at all science and medicine.
No.
And that, like, no person hasn't gotten sick or no person hasn't gotten ill or maybe even perished because of whatever they've taken, including the vaccine. However, I'm just following the evidence that if we all decide to do it, science says we could get closer towards a herd immunity. And to me, if you've ever put a mask on your face, your goal should be to not want to wear it anymore. And the only way you're not gonna wear it anymore is if we get closer to a herd immunity. Like David Jacoby teaches us, your actions have to support your goals. You can't cheerlead people that are unvaccinated but then say you don't wanna wear a mask when those don't get us closer to that goal. Is that well said?
That's fair.
And Kyrie is not a pariah, ladies and gentlemen. I have a news flash for you. This is not Colin Kaepernick taking a knee before a football game. He's still going to get 18 American U.S. dollars if he decides not to play at all. Colin Kaepernick took his stance and didn't play in the league again at all. It's not the same. It's not about your political party. It's not an attack against black or brown people. It's not any of that. So I believe Kyrie Irving, like all of us, watched a great basketball game last night.
Was it a great basketball game?
If you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
And he saw what you and I saw. The Dame beating the Bucks without Kyrie. Your move.
We will see about that.
Especially when they lost Drew Holiday during the game and still waxed him.
Who's going to join us tomorrow on the program?
Mikey Williams.
Who's that?
He got game. Top prospect in the 2023 NBA draft class. Top prospect.
Come to J&J early.
It's a tastemakers audience. You know, like, remember LaMelo Ball came on with LeVar. Mm-hmm. He was a young pup then. He came on with his dad. That's what we do here at Jalen and Jacoby.
Mikey Williams is the 2023 high school class.
We got his back. Let's go watch him play.
You got us traveling a lot of places.
Let's go watch him play.
You got us traveling to a lot of places.
Let's go to Memphis.
You got us traveling to a lot of places.
We're going to Memphis.
You love the Grizzlies so much.
Yeah, we're going to Memphis.
You love the Grizzlies so much.
We'll watch the Tigers and the Grizzlies. That'll be dope. Let's take the show there. I went to Buffalo with you. You go to Memphis with me.
Done. All right. I'll go to Memphis. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.